What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do want to get to Sunday Night Football, but let's go back to Monday Night Football. What happened? Did Atlanta win the game or did Philadelphia lose?
Carrington, look, the Falcons could have easily choked this thing away. They got the ball back with plenty of time. They could have not executed during the two-minute drill there. Kirk Cousins could have threw a pick. There could have been drops. That didn't happen. They went and earned this win, and they went and took this win from the Eagles. That's not to say Nick Sirianni didn't screw his team, and certainly, you know, they didn't do some things as far as executing, including that drop ball by Saquon. But there's no doubt in anybody's mind the Falcons, and in fact, if you ask Falcon fans, many of them were waiting for that to happen. They were waiting for the other ball to drop once we got the ball back, and that didn't happen. Cousins put on his cape and took him to victory. So the Falcons definitely earned the victory.
It feels like to me that the drive that we saw from Kirk Cousins in the game, he played really well, completed 70% of his passes, threw for 240 yards, two touchdowns, didn't throw an interception. It feels like if the Falcons needed any validation for their decision to go out and spend the big money to go get Kirk Cousins, you don't win that game with Michael Penix leading that drive. You win it with an experienced quarterback like Kirk Cousins taking you down the field.
No doubt about it. And Penix will get his time. He looked great in camp, but camp is not, you know, the real games. And I think that is total validation for everybody who said, what are they doing? Why are they going to give him $100 million, $180 million over 4 years or whatever it looks like? The bottom line is, I think Cousins, it was his moment to say, I'm fine. Everybody questioned his health, Carrington, after week one, specifically what they did offensively and how limited they were. The offense looked predictable. The Steelers were able to get after him because of his lack of mobility. All of that changed against the Eagles. He was under center. There was play action. He was in the shotgun. He was showing you that he's perfectly fine after this Achilles injury, and I think that was a big step for a lot of Falcon fans to see that as well. And then he executed the drive to score and win the game.
Right now we're talking to Carl Dukes. He does afternoon in Atlanta for 92.9 The Game, taking a closer look at Week 3 Chiefs and Falcons on Sunday Night Football. Let's focus in on the run game and the running backs for the Atlanta Falcons. When you spend a top 10 pick on a running back like Bijan Robinson, you expect to get exactly what they've gotten from the second-year running back out of Texas. He was described as a can't-miss prospect. That is exactly what he's been in his first year and a half in the league.
He is a can't-miss, and part of that has to do with his makeup. Carrington, he's a hell of a human being, right, beyond the football stuff. And we always hear GMs talk about this, right? We want the right guys in the building. Bijan is just a gentle soul man who treats people with respect. He's kind. Like, that doesn't mean anything as far as, like, winning football games, but he's the kind of dude that you want to be around and you want, you know, your daughter to marry. He's that kind of individual. Now, from a football standpoint, physically gifted, can do all the things. And I've shared this, you know, with people that I've spoken with. Bijan told me during the offseason, he watched every tape that he could of Christian McCaffrey. And I said, why? And he said, because I think that's how they're going to attempt to use me. And I'll be damned, Carrington, that's exactly what they're doing. They're hitting him quick hitters, screens. He's getting the ball in the backfield, stretch runs. They're doing all that stuff, and he is capable of being that good. He is not Christian McCaffrey yet, but he has the ability to do that, and I think you saw glimpses of that in that Eagles game in week two.
I think there's a lot of optimism around this Falcons team because you got the weapons. We just mentioned Bijan Robinson. You got Tyler Allgeier. And then you look at that wide receiver room. Ray-Ray McCloud has almost 100 yards receiving through the first two games. Darnell Mooney had a great game on Monday Night Football. Drake London scored the game-winning touchdown. They spent the top five pick on a tight end in Kyle Pitts. It's not just the run game and Bijan Robinson's versatility. There's three or four legitimate pass catchers on this Falcons offense.
Yeah, and I think part of, you know, the non-recognition of the guys you're talking about, obviously Darnell just got here as a free agent acquisition, but a part of Drake London's deal is he hadn't had a quarterback the last 2 years to get him the rock the way he needed it. I mean, he's got one now. Drake London is, and I think will be, a top 10 receiver in this league, hands down. Kyle Pitts, you talk about his ability, you know, 6'5", runs like a deer. But they just didn't have a quarterback. And, you know, you go back to Pitts' rookie year, Matt Ryan's last year here, he had 1,000 yards. Kyle Pitts showed you what he was capable of, and the injuries have plagued him the last couple of seasons. But to your point about Ray-Ray McCloud and Darnell Mooney, those two guys, if they're able to continue at this pace and certainly give the Falcons those additional weapons for Kirk Cousins, this offense is very dangerous. And Kirk's talked about it all offseason, and everybody's kind of went, yeah, because nobody really believed that Ray-Ray McCloud or Darnell Mooney would have that kind of impact. Ray-Ray and Darnell have the ability to take the top off the defense, and you know, watching obviously all those years of the Cheetah and now with my man from Texas, Xavier Worthy, you got to have that element, and the Falcons didn't have that the last few years.
Right now, we're talking to Carl Dukes at us afternoons in Atlanta for a couple more minutes here, getting his thoughts on Chiefs and Falcons Week 3. We've spoken a lot about the offense. What about the defense? You got to go up against Patrick Mahomes. You mentioned Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce on this offense. There's weapons on this Chiefs team, too. How do you think Atlanta's defense matches up with Kansas City's offense?
So, Carrington, I asked that question yesterday to Raheem Morris, and he kind of laughed because the reality is nobody's figured out Patrick Mahomes, right? I mean, nobody. You got to have a little luck. You got to hope he throws it to you at some point. And the other side of that is, you know, no Isaiah Pacheco. And I said that to him, and he said, that doesn't matter. The Big Red, the Chiefs will find a way to move the football and get in scoring position. I think more than anything, the fact that the Falcons have been as stout as they have been against the run, especially against these first two teams, you know, in the Steelers and the Eagles, they kept these teams out of the end zone, man. And I think that's something that you think about and you say, okay, maybe, you know, Patrick's going to get his yards. He's going to do what he does. But if we can attempt to slow down the run, maybe we make it a little bit more difficult on Mahomes. And that's all he said. You know, like there's no secret. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback and the best player in the NFL, and that's why he's done what he's done. I think they go into this game and they attempt to stop the run, slow the run, and then hopefully create some turnovers, because they know that they're up against it on Sunday against the best in the business.
You made a little bit of a joke early when we started this conversation about Atlanta taking care of business. I don't think you understand that your stadium is about to be taken over. Like, I would prepare for, like, a Cowboys-level takeover, a Steelers-level takeover. I hope you know that stadium is going to be, like, 60% Chiefs fans.
Well, I'll tell you this, and that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, obviously, you know, back-to-back world champs, going for an unprecedented third. Chiefs fans travel. We know the deal. But I will tell you that Falcon fans are excited, too. And the excitement comes from not just the win on Monday night, but it comes from a buildup of a lot of things that are in place that you've talked about that we're discussing here. Having a quarterback, having weapons, having the potential of an exciting offense. The defense is much better than anybody expected. I feel like this is going to be a fun, entertaining game. And Carrington, I you know, what is it, 3 points? I think this is going to be a 3-point game. I don't think this is going to be a blowout by either team.
This was one of the games, Carl, that before the season I asked the question, hey, if I give you $1 million, tell me the Chiefs' first loss. I think I would have picked the Falcons game on the road, Sunday night football. This game doesn't mean anything from a tiebreaker perspective for either team because it's an AFC versus NFC matchup. It's Sunday night football. It's in a dome. It's loud. Atlanta coming off a motivational win on the road on Monday night football. This is a really dangerous spot for Kansas City.
Yeah, and that's, I think, how we see it here. But, again, I would be an idiot to dismiss what we're facing. And, you know, Travis Kelce, to say Travis Kelce's off to a slow start is an understatement. But this is the kind of game where Travis Kelce shows up and Swifty's in the box upstairs and he goes off for 3 touchdowns. That's the danger in believing everything that you just said. I do think the Falcons will compete. It will be a close game. As far as the outcome, this is really going to come down to, I believe, the Falcons getting stops in the red zone. And, you know, the Chiefs have not been red zone gangbusters this year. I mean, they are 5 trips to the red zone. I think they've converted 2. That's 40%. Same as the Falcons. So I'm not saying that they're the same team, but success in that area, I think is going to dictate this game, and it sounds simplistic, but only because both of these teams have struggled down there, at least to start the season.
Carl, to ask you a Atlanta-specific question, who do you see as the favorite right now in the NFC South? The Saints have gotten off to a great start. Tampa Bay, until otherwise, they've been kind of the kings of the division for the last handful of years. Atlanta has taken a big step forward. It feels like you have three teams that are all jumbled up and can make a strong case for winning this division. Who do you consider to be the favorite?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you know, before the season started, everybody was saying, because this division has had the topsy-turvy thing where nobody's won the division year after year, right? There's been no dominant team. 1 year it's the Saints. For the last two, it's been the Bucs. Obviously, when Brady was there, they go to Super Bowl. You have to give respect to the Bucs, but I felt like a lot of people said, oh, well, you know what? What Baker Mayfield did, I gotta see him follow that up. So a lot of people, just with getting Kirk Cousins here, there was a lot of excitement about the Falcons being the favorite. And I think around the country, a lot of sports books said, hey, the Falcons will probably win this division. After the first 2 weeks, you'd be remiss to not say the Saints may be totally into this and maybe the front runners, specifically with the way that they've scored points and the offense looks. But I still believe when it's all said and done, and the Falcons, by the way, they get the Chiefs Sunday. And then, you know, we talked about these four games, Steelers, Eagles, Chiefs, and then the Saints come in here. And that is a huge rivalry, Carrington, that I don't believe a lot of people around the country are aware of. It is two cities that are similar but very different, but culturally intertwined. And there is a huge rivalry, and it has been for many years in this NFC South, even when both teams have been bad. When both teams are really good, like when Breeze and Matt Ryan were here, it's there's something about it. My point is, I still think the Falcons will win this division. I know they don't look like the front runners right now with the way the Saints have played and certainly the Bucs, but I still believe that they will ultimately win this division when it's all said and done.
Carl, give me your Chiefs win if scenario. Give me your Falcons win if scenario.
Chiefs win if Travis Kelce has a Travis Kelce kind of day and the Chiefs are successful on the ground running the football without Isaiah Pacheco. The Falcons win if Bijan Robinson has over 100 yards in this game, and I also think that the defense holds Kansas City to under 25 points. If those things happen, Falcons win. If those things happen for the Chiefs, I think that the Chiefs probably are victorious.
That is Carl Dukes joining us on the show today. He is with 92.9 The Game out in ATL. Anytime we're talking Falcons, anytime we're talking Braves, there's only one person to go to. It's Carl Dukes holding it down in the ATL. Carl, man, great stuff, man. I think we're all excited about a fun Sunday night.
It's going to be great, man. I appreciate you as always. You keep killing it and crushing it, brother. Thank you so much.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.